I'm going to take a quick look this morning at some passages out of Hebrews, the 10th chapter. I can't cover it all. Don't have enough time to be interfering with Melvin's sermon. So I'm just going to hit some high points, but I would suggest as you go home this afternoon, in your leisure time, lazy time, whatever you call it, read the 10th chapter of Hebrews. It's a very interesting chapter. I want to start reading at verse 5. It says, "Therefore, when Christ came into the world, he said, 'Suffering and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me.' When burnt offerings and sin offerings were not pleasing, then he said, 'Here I am. It is written about me in the scroll. I have come to do the will of my Father.'" And whenever he made that statement, he was making a change from the old covenant to the new. And that's what this chapter pretty much is about all the way through. Verse 11 says, "Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties again and again. He offers the same sacrifices, which can never take away sin. But when this priest, Jesus, had offered for all time one sacrifice for the sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. By one sacrifice, he made it perfect forgiving those who are being made holy." And then over, let's see where I want to start on this one. I guess verse 22 says, "Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, in all assurance of faith, having the hearts sprinkled and cleansed," cleanses us from guilty conscience, "and having bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess, for he who has promised is faithful." All of these things are talking about the transition from the old to the new, and what Christ's part played in that, his sacrifice on the cross, that made it possible for that transition to happen. And I want to share one more verse out of chapter 9. It says, "So Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting." In a devotion this week that I read, a Max Lucado devotion, he made a statement at the end of it. He said, "Jesus came from heaven to a Bethlehem cradle to a Jerusalem cross." And then he said, "He did it just for us." So this morning, as we take the communion, I want to really zero in on praising God for what he's done. Jesus has asked us to remember him whenever we do this. So I'm going to do something a little bit different this morning. And I'm going to pause for about a minute or so and let each one of you examine yourself and see what you want to praise God about this morning. So, so as we come around the table this morning and we partake of these emblems, let's remember the body of Christ as he suffered on the cross and even before he got there. So let's take the bread. And take the cup of the New Testament that Christ established. I'd like to share one more verse. It's out of Zephaniah. I know everybody knows where that book's at. It says, "The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with love. He will rejoice over you with singing." I read that and I think, man, I can't hardly wait to hear the Lord sing. That's going to be something else.